Today I wanted to demonstrate just a few things in the baron, right? The baron is a very, very versatile instrument. You have different tones that you can kind of achieve by moving your hand around the back of the baron. So you'll hear when I'm playing, you'll hear... Okay, the higher my hand is up here. Right from down here. So I can get a complete range of tones from just my left hand moving around the skin in the back and my right hand playing the rhythm. Right, but in addition to that, you can also get different sounds by using different sticks. Okay, or beaters. The one I'm using here is just a straight stick. I'm not even sure how long it is. It's probably 7-8 inches long. So it's just a straight stick, no grooves or anything like that. It's what I would call my loud stick. Not used very often because you don't want to be too loud. But I thought I'd start off with that. So here goes. I'm going to show you this loud stick first. Okay, so you can hear that I used the full range of tones on the baron, and the sound was very definitive, very loud. I also have another stick here that's also solid, but it's slightly lighter, and ever so slightly longer. Would it be? It would be just a really fraction longer than the first one I just used. The benefit of that is, because it's slightly skinnier and lighter, I can get very, very, very fast triplets. A triplet is this. That's simply a triplet. 1-2-3. With this, you can get very fast triplets, as I say. So again, there you hear full range of tones on the skin, and you hear that it's quite loud, but it's not quite as loud as the first one. Now, the other one I have here is a rush, or a load of rushes held together by string and by some insulating tape. So, again, it's about the same length. Yeah, it's about the same length as the first stick I used. The first loud stick I used. And the difference with this one, it's a very, very different tone. Not as loud as the others, but still quite nice. So you're not getting that really, really high tone from this one, but you're getting high enough to make a nice difference. One of the last ones I'll show you, again, is very, very, very long. It's actually longer than any other ones, but the stick itself is actually short enough, but there's like rushes coming out of the end of it that are actually not rushes, they're pieces of plastic. The idea from this one is you get a very, very unique sound. And here I will show it to you. You hear this plastic piece hitting off the skin, and only when I want to I'll make it sound louder by letting the wooden part hit off the skin. Now this stick I thought would be my favorite. It's actually my least favorite, because you don't get the same tone from both sides of it, so I'm not impressed with that. So this is what I mean. Longer. Basically, you have one end that sounds, and you have one end that sounds. It just doesn't sound right. Oops, sorry, I just hit the microphone. There's another stick that I use for slow pieces. I'll explain that now. That is actually a drumstick. Sorry, my mail keeps going off. That's actually a drumstick. It's a plastic brush. If you're speaking to a drummer, it's known as a brush. It's just been cut down, so it's more suited to a baron. If I was to extend the brush completely, you'd hear this. It's just not as strong. But if I was to put the brushes all the way into the stick, sorry, this one's a hard one to explain, you get this sound. you can hear, there's a nice quiet tone off it, very brushy tone off it, but it's nice. If I used to do that same beat with one of my favorite sticks, this is what you'd hear. So you get the gist of what I'm saying. So hopefully you found that of some interest. If not, my apologies. But anyone interested in the Baron should or may find that of some curiosity.